Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve King and Johnny Putman, and for Dave Plyer at WGN, that there is a very short list of shows where we have seen every single episode of the show, but anytime it is in reruns, we watch the episode again.
And it's in reruns all the time. Yes. So, yes, we've seen them many, many times. Right now, we're joined by Jessica Radloff. Jessica is the senior West Coast editor at Glamour Magazine. She covers all things entertainment, but she is the author of a book that's coming out next week. It's The Big Bang Theory, the definitive inside story of the epic hit series. Jessica, good evening. Thanks for joining us on WGN.
My pleasure. Thank you both for having me so much. I love Chicago. I wish I could be there to do this interview with you all in person.
Well, you are a St. Louis girl, aren't you?
I am a St. Louis girl, and I spent a lot of time in Chicago. My dad has a lot of friends up there. One of his best friends, Hi Yale Gordon, and his family live up in the suburbs. My dad went to the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana, and I also wrote for AOL and the Huffington Post Chicago about 12 years ago and contributed to Modern Luxury Media's Chicago Social magazine. So I definitely have some, like, you know, roots in Chicago, and I love the food, and I have my restaurants, so it's been a while since I've been there, but I need to come back.
Yes, you do.
And I'm going to guess you spent a little time at a Cubs-Cardinals game, too.
I have. I definitely have been to, I mean, listen, even though you know where my loyalty lies in terms of baseball, I have to say I love Wrigley Field. There's just nothing else like it. I've also seen the White Sox play, but there's nothing like Wrigley. You just love that history and everything. So, but yeah, diehard St. Louis Cardinals, and please, I hope no one turns off the radio at this.
No, we're not going to hang up on you.
I'm sorry.
I think we've lost our phone connection. Something happened. Gosh,
we're actually White Sox fans, so you're in good company. So relax. I was tickled. I was so happy when I saw that you had written the book and that we were able to connect this past week. Do you get goosebumps when you hear the theme song? Because I do, because I'm like, because I know I'm going to get some good entertainment. It never lets me down. I don't care what time of day or night I tune in. How about you?
Oh, well, you're going to think I'm a total idiot right now, and I hopefully will not come off that way. But as I was sitting here, and all of a sudden the theme song started playing, for a second I forgot that I was going on your show to do a segment on Big Bang. And I actually thought, oh my God, they're playing the Big Bang theme song. I love this. And I'm like, no, you idiot. It's because you're about to talk about the show. But I just, you know what? I'm so tired. I've been literally pulling 18-hour days for two years between Glamour and this book. So no wonder that comes on. I'm like, oh, that's ironic. And I'm like, no, you idiot. That is, they're playing it for you in the book.
Well, were you there when the show debuted 15 years ago this month? Were you on board and just loving the show from the beginning? Because I'm going to be honest with you, we were a few years late, but we've since caught up many times over.
And it was one of our producers, Dan Chagrou, who said, you've got to watch this. And we thought, okay, we'll watch it. And wow, what have we been missing? And we went back to the beginning. And
so were you there at the beginning?
Well, you are going to be in great company, because I was there for one or two episodes, and then I just stopped watching it. But you know what, though? So did Mark Hamill, and he did his first interview about appearing on Big Bang Theory for this book, and Mark Hamill told me something that really surprised me, which was he and his wife Mary Lou Hamill started watching Big Bang in the very beginning because they were friends with Simon Helberg and Simon's family, and of course Simon played Howard Wolowitz.
Right.
So Mark and Mary Lou Hamill watched the show, which they called at the time Simon's Show. Simon's Show is on the air. We have to watch it. Then Mark said to me that by the time they knew the show was going to be successful, they stopped watching. So he stopped watching, and when he guest starred in season 11, because he married Amy and Sheldon, he said he had only watched about 30 or 40 episodes at that point. He liked the show, but he wasn't like obsessed with it or anything. And then it was only after that he was filming Star Wars. He was in London. And every day he did the treadmill, he told me. And on the treadmill, he would time out his exercise for 4 episodes of Big Bang, which would end up being like about an hour and 20 minutes in total. And he said, and then I caught up on everything. He goes, and now I can't get enough of the show. He's like, I'm obsessed with it. I know every single episode, every moment. He loves it. And that was what really kind of happened for me. I watched the first 2 episodes in the beginning. I thought it was cute, but it didn't grab me. And then about 3 or 4 years later, I started to really get to know the cast because I would interview them at, you know, the Emmys or the Golden Globes or the SAG Awards. So I got to know them as people before I really did as these characters. Mm-hmm. And one time, just so happened, in about 2011, 2012, I was sick in St. Louis over the holidays. My parents said to me, but my mom said, your father and I just started watching The Big Bang Theory. It is hysterical. And I was so sick, stomach flu. I was like, I don't care. Put whatever you want on the TV. I'll watch any. I'll watch C-SPAN right now. So they did. And I honestly thought, I was like, this is the funniest show. I get it now. Mm-hmm. And my mom was explaining the characters. And so much of it is character-based humor.
Yeah.
From that point on, I started going back and rewatching episodes and then covering the show for Glamour for us because it really was one of those shows that our readers were addicted to from the beginning. And I believe, I can't prove this, but what I was told that was by the time Big Bang went off the air, it was the most popular show among women.
Wow.
Which I think surprised a lot of people because it didn't start off that way, certainly. It was 4 guys and 1 girl, but it really balanced and evolved throughout the years. And with the addition of Mayim Bialik and Melissa Rauch, it became a really relevant, timely, and hilarious sitcom. But I gained greater appreciation as it went along. So I was like you all. I wasn't quite there in the beginning, which I hate to say, but we're in good company because so is Mark Hamill.
Jessica Radloff wrote the book, literally, The Big Bang Theory, the definitive inside story of the epic hit series. It comes out next week. Stay with us. We'll come back with Jessica on WGN. That's a favorite episode of mine. Yeah, that's The Big Bang Theory. That was the anniversary of their first date.
As that's playing, I'm seeing everything.
Everybody in the cast was involved. Jessica Radloff is the author of The Big Bang Theory, the definitive inside story of the epic hit series. Book comes out next week. And this is the, I guess I was right, Jessica? It came out 15 years ago. I mean, it started 15 years ago, hit the ground in October. And it's just been a part of my life all the time. That was, in fact, my favorite episode of The Big Bang Theory, the anniversary of the first date. How about you?
Well, I'm going to tell you a secret about that episode. It was the first anniversary for Bernadette and Wallowitz, as you're referring to from that episode. And Melissa Rauch, who played Bernadette, she was telling me that she was actually, those were real tears. She was crying in that scene as they were singing because she was a fan of the show before she came on. She joined in season 3 and she just couldn't get over the fact that here she had the cast basically, of course, in their characters singing the song. So those are real tears in that episode for her. And that song in particular was written by Ricky Lindholm and Kate Micucci, who guest starred on Big Bang. Kate Micucci played Lucy, Raj's love interest,
and
Ricky Lindholm, Ramona Novitsky, who of course tried to come on to Sheldon. So that song was written by the two of them, and it's such a sweet episode, and it's so oddly timed because, of course, Bernadette had to be quarantined, and now, like, as I was talking to the cast about that episode, we were like, what did the show know that we didn't at that time? Like, it was all about not wanting to come down with a virus and stuff. So, but I would say my favorite episode is the opening night excitation, which was season 9. It's where Sheldon and Amy had coitus for the first time, and it was juxtaposed by the guys going to see the new Star Wars movie.
Yes.
That was my favorite. So, yeah, there's still 279 episodes.
Yeah,
I mean, we'll be here till tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And I've got so many favorite episodes. One of them, I think The Big Bang Theory had one of the best ending episodes of any show that's ever been on TV.
In my world, it's right up there with the Bob Newhart show.
Yeah.
How that show ended.
Yes. 1,000%. And Bob Newhart's in the book, too. He did an interview for it, and that was really, really sweet. But I agree. It was one of the most perfect endings that you could ever have. And we do a whole chapter on that episode as well, which was really fascinating to kind of go back and relive it.
Go ahead.
No, I just said I love that you guys are such big fans. That makes me so happy.
Well, with all of your fascination with Big Bang, was there anything, as you were putting together the book, what surprised you?
We don't have enough time. We'll be here till next spring training. I'm going to be honest with you. There was so much that I didn't know that shocked me. And in all fairness, a lot of it actually shocked the cast and the producers. They did not know. I will kind of tell you a little spoiler without giving away too much, but somebody else got the role of Howard Wolowitz before Simon Helberg did. And that was something that was unbeknownst to Simon Helberg until we started doing the interviews for the book.
Really?
That was quite a shock. Also, Kaley Cuoco and Johnny Galecki, they, of course, dated in real life for 2 years early on in the series. And they had opened up in the past about that relationship, but never in much detail at all. And for the book, they did hours with me talking about their romance and how they fell in love and their first kiss and their vacations. And that was just, I mean, I wasn't even a journalist at that point. I was just somebody that was riveted by this romantic love story here. That surprised me. Also, how forthcoming the entire cast was about some of the really difficult moments in their lives, whether it was depression, whether it was just struggling with everybody knowing how much money you were making, people coming out of the woodwork, and then also the pay cuts that were really widely reported in season 10 when the cast, the main five cast members, were making $1 million an episode. And there were all these reports in the media that in order to bring Melissa Rauch and Mayim Bialik up to parity, they were going to give some of their salary to them. And there was this whole thing in the press, but they never confirmed it and they never talked about it. And for the first time in the book, they talk about what really happened and why they had to do it. And it was not black and white at all. And it was really hard. So they went there on some really serious things that that surprised me. And also, it just made me respect them more because they were all so classy, but they were very, very vulnerable. And that really, like, it speaks to who they are as people, that they love the show this much still. And they wanted to spend so much time talking about it because you can't blame any of them if they wanted to not talk about and do a deep dive into a show that only went off the air 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
But they did. They gave me so much, and I am so grateful for that.
In a funny way, it kind of sounds like talking to you about the book was a way for them to all decompress, even a couple of years after.
Kind of cathartic
the
for
show
them.
It's so true. And you know what's funny is that Jim Parsons and I did over 20 hours of interviews together for the book, and we called it our sessions. It really was therapy. And he gave me the nicest quote for the back of the book where he says that talking to me for it was a version of therapy that he did not know he needed. And I thought that was really remarkable because, you know, Jim was basically the catalyst for the show coming to an end. He didn't intend for the show to end just because he was leaving. He knew that he knew the show probably wasn't going to continue on without him, but he also didn't expect it, you know, to end. And you couldn't blame him if he felt that he wasn't ready to open up this way, because it's been not long at all. You couldn't blame him if he was not ready to revisit Sheldon, you know, and wanted to kind of shed that layer. But he was so open and truly just just talked so in depth and eloquently about playing this character in this role and what he went through over 12 seasons. And I don't think he gets enough credit for how remarkable it was that he gave 12 years of his life to play a character. I don't know any other actor who got the accolades that they did who gave so much of their time. I mean, 12 years of playing Sheldon Cooper, that 1 year is hard enough.
Well,
you know, but 12, like, that's something. And the fact that he really did want to go there and talk about this role, and he was even sad when we were done. He was like, I want to keep going. And I said, I would love to keep going. I will do every fake interview with you that you want, but I have a book I got to put together.
Yeah. Like, well,
and his mom also did interviews for the book because, you know, she plays into so many wonderful, sweet stories about his success and what that was like to watch her son just blow up. So she did interviews, which was really sweet. And you really get to understand what that family went through because this changed their life.
Well, Jessica, you've given a couple of years of your life to writing this book, and we're tickled. Yes. My book is arriving on Tuesday. You have whet my appetite.
I can't wait to read it.
Congratulations. Oh. And if you come to Chicago, you better let us know you're coming to town because we want to pick your brain about some of that other behind-the-scenes stuff. Thanks for joining us, Jessica.
I will tell you everything you want to know. And I have to get to Chicago because I'm missing my donuts at the Donut Vault and my burger at RL and the Melman family. I love them. So I love their restaurants. Like, I miss Chicago. I got to get there.
Thank you so much. Good luck and congratulations, Jessica Radloff. Her book is The Big Bang Theory, the definitive inside story of the epic hit series Big Bang.